This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news out of Pistorius first. Nepal government brings short and long route vehicles into operation from today. One corona patient dies in Palpa today. Additional 44 corona infected people recover in Baka district. Nepal marking the 8th National Science Day today with the slogan Science for Healthy and Quality Life. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses on use of science and technology for national prosperity. And New Zealand in its deepest recession in decades following strict measures in response to COVID-19 pandemic. Now the news in detail. The short and long route vehicles that were suspended since the 24th of March have been brought into operation from today. The Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transportation says the government has reopened the public vehicles by adopting health safety protocols for saving lives from the coronavirus infection. Calling the stakeholders at his office yesterday, Physical Infrastructure Minister Basant Kumar Nemwong directed them to strictly implement the health protocols. The implementation part of the protocol will be monitored by the Traffic Police, Department of Transport and local labels. A corona-infected person has died this morning while undergoing treatment at Mission Hospital of Palpa District. Information officer at the District Health Office Palpa, Om Prakash Panti, said a 52-year-old male of Tansin Municipality 7 died this morning in course of treatment. He was contracted to the coronavirus infection on the 14th of September. Likewise, additional 44 corona-infected people have been discharged today in Baka district from various isolation centres. This has led the total number of corona recoveries to 1,132 in Baka district. Similarly, 10 fresh cases of coronavirus infection have been recorded in Baka district today. 9 cases were confirmed at the laboratory of Nepalganj Medical College, Kohalpur, and 1 case was detected at Bageshwari Diagnostic Lab. With this, the corona infection tally has raised 1,546 in Baka district. Similarly, the Gandaki state has registered 28 more new cases of COVID-19 today. With this, the total caseload has raised to 3,201 in Gandaki state. The health condition of Nepali Congress General Secretary Shashank Koirala is gradually improving. Dr. Biswanath Koirala, who is coordinating the team of doctors at Om Hospital, said his pneumonia was being controlled and the use of remdesivir medicine has improved Koirala's health. Meanwhile, Party President Sher Bahadur Deuba has inquired Koirala's health condition and wished for speedy recovery. Nepal is marking the 8th National Science Day today with the slogan Science for Healthy and Quality Life. The day is observed every year on the first day of Nepali month Ashwin. Wishing one and all on the occasion, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli said the development could only be achieved through the use of science and technology. Prime Minister also urged the scientists and researchers to participate in the national campaign of Prosperous Nepal and Happy Nepalis aimed at developing the country. Meanwhile, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mani Pokhrel, extending the best wishes message on the occasion, said the economic upliftment and development of modern Nepal wouldn't be possible without the development of science and technology in the nation. Likewise, the World Patient Safety Day is being marked across the world, including Nepal, with the slogan Safe Health Worker, Safe Patient. The day is being celebrated on September 17 every year. Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal has expressed full commitment of the government to protect the citizens from the pandemic and also creating an environment for the health workers to provide service with security and intensives. In a message delivered on the Second World Patients Day today, Minister Dhakal urged one and all to create a further safe and respectful working environment while extending thanks to the individuals and society organizations pitching up for safety and dignity of the health workers. Minister Dhakal, meanwhile, has also called for all health workers to apply their skills and competences to full extent for the prevention and control of the coronavirus pandemic. Likewise, Vishwakarma Worship Day is being marked in Nepal by the traders. People who are in vocational jobs and training worship deity Vishwakarma, wishing for getting better at their trade. Vishwakarma Worship is also celebrated by all who hold machineries for their better production and performance with great fanfare. but they said the celebrations will be subdued due to the coronavirus pandemic. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news. Now to some international updates. New Zealand is in its deepest recession in decades following strict measures in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, which were widely praised. The country's GDP shrank by 12.2% between April and June as the lockdown and border closures hit. It is New Zealand's first recession since the global financial crisis and its worst since 1987 when the current system of the measurement began. But the government hopes its pandemic response will lead to the quickly recovery. The nation of nearly 5 million was briefly declared virus-free, and although it has still has a handful of cases, it has only had 25 deaths so far. Tropical storm Sally has left more than 500,000 Americans without power as its torrential rains and storm surges last the U.S. Gulf Coast. Sally weakened after it made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane on Wednesday, but the slow-moving storm continues to batter Florida and Alabama. One person was killed and hundreds were rescued from flooded areas. However, the National Hurricane Center said the catastrophic and life-threatening flooding continues over portions of the Florida Panhandle and southern Alabama. The mayor said one person died and another was missing in the town of Orange Bay, Alabama, without giving further details. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Nepal government brings short and long route vehicles into operation from today. One corona patient dies in Palpa today. Additional 44 corona infected people recover in Banka district. Nepal marking the 8th National Science Day today with the slogan Science for Healthy and Quality Life. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses on use of science and technology for national prosperity. And New Zealand in its deepest recession in decades following strict measures in response to COVID-19 pandemic. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also look on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.